host of problems when we withhold the means of grace from people and we pull back on freely giving what Christ has accomplished.
And we can do that. We can withhold through the Word. We can withhold through the sacraments as well, too. What is the dangers that we have? What are some of the problems that we see if pastors withhold the means of grace?
I think, you know, to expound on this a little bit more, David has had this great, great illustration, the free beer one. And I told him, I said, we had to have him share the free beer story. And so why don't you share that one, David, with us?
Sure. I guess I can touch on what the problems are created, but this is, I think, the great illustration in the end, law then gospel, I suppose, of the promise of the great joy of the sacraments. And this is not mine. This is from Dr. John Kleinig. And so I'm thankful to him for this illustration. But many people will be able to understand this. If you go on to a college campus and you post up a sign that says free beer, that'll attract some attention. That sounds like good news.
There'll be quite the reaction.
Yeah,
there's free beer.
It'll spread like wildfire, yeah.
But the problem that can create is that if you post that sign here and you post that sign there, but the free beer isn't in those locations, people are going, well, I'd like to have this free beer. It sounds very enticing. But where? I don't know where to get it. And
right.
And you might run off all over the place and become very disappointed and never believe in the promise of free beer again because you can't find where it's actually being delivered. Whereas the sacraments, the means of grace, the word of forgiveness and the sacraments, that's a sign that says free beer here. There's no question where you need to go to receive the forgiveness of Christ. It is in the sacraments. It is in His Word. That's why we gather around His Word, because Jesus promises free forgiveness here. And just as you would have a crowd of college students, if you had free beer here and the tap was actually there, when the church is wise to say free forgiveness here and then delivers that forgiveness, well, then Bob, our sacramentally focused Christian, yeah, he's going to go to great lengths to be there and be there on time because he knows the great gift that is there.
Walther had a similar illustration where he talks about a treasure.
Yeah.
He talks about, okay, there's this great treasure. It's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be wonderful. You're going to have all your bills paid for and everything. Now go out and find it, type of a thing. Well, it's not good news.
Yeah, or it's basically saying, here's the treasure, but there's no key. I think Walther also expounds on that.
Right.
You know, it's like giving somebody a great treasure or no map, I mean, or no key. And coming back to David's illustration there, what that ends up producing then is if we say, okay, here's the treasure, then we know a lot about the treasure, but we never possess it personally. And we never own it. We never get to taste it and partake of it. So what that ends up producing is that we know a lot about God and we know a lot about forgiveness, but we never end up receiving it when we don't have the means to simply deliver it and receive it and partake of it.
Right.
Being the youngest of five children, it brings to mind a difficult situation that would come up with some frequency where my mom would bake cookies or something yummy in the kitchen, and I'd be outside playing, and one of my older brothers would come out, foot and a half taller than I am, and they'd have the cookie in their hand, and they'd say, hey, there's cookies here. And they'd hold it up just where I could jump to reach it. And so they'd encourage me to jump and jump and jump and get it. But they'd always hold it just out of reach. And frightfully, I'm afraid sometimes the church does that. We have this promise of the gospel, this promise of forgiveness in Christ, but we put it in such a place that people are encouraged to reach for it as opposed to reaching down as God has done, to deliver it to us personally.
And then what that ends up doing is what you hit on before, is that when the church isn't delivering and giving, you know, and saying this forgiveness is right here, and it's not only here, but it's for you, that primary discourse. You know, Jesus died for sins, and He died for you. Take and receive, believe, know, and trust that this gift is for you. But when we don't have that, when we don't deliver, David's absolutely right that we end up creating our own means of grace.
Because otherwise, you might be tempted to baptize a unicorn. You're listening to The Great Exchange. If you'd like to learn more about the Great Exchange or today's program, we suggest you go to our website at www.thegreatexchange1518.org. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to email us at thegreatexchange1518@gmail.com or friend us on Facebook.